Earlier this month, Paddy's hosted the Paducah Symphony Orchestra Children's and Youth Choruses for the lighting of its extensive display of illuminated trees and buildings. WKMS Youth Radio Project correspondents Brendan Patrick Jones and Sam Mitchell performed, and Dr. Rusty Jones of the Murray State Department of English and Philosophy recorded the music of the evening, plus assisted Bryn, Patrick, and Sam in interviewing Dr. Amy Okwan, director of the Youth Chorus, and Dr. Bradley Olmquist, director of the Children's Chorus. First, the Youth Chorus puts us in the holiday spirit. That was the Paducah Symphony Orchestra's Youth Chorus. We meet its director next.
Hi, I'm Bryn Jones, and I'm here with Amy Okwan, the director of the Paducah Symphony Youth Chorus. So, Dr. Okwan, when and why did you start with the Paducah Symphony?
Well, I began working with the Paducah Symphony Choruses in 2006 when I came to Murray State to teach, and they wanted to build a larger choral program, so I was assisting with the children's chorus, and then when the children's chorus got so big that we needed to create a youth chorus, then that was the role that I played at that point. About 2008, we split into two different choruses, children and then youth. And so I direct the youth chorus now, and that was our idea from the beginning, was to grow the chorus and grow the choristers from second grade through eighth grade, and then when they got to eighth grade, then that's when we began the youth chorus members. They switched over.
What do you hope that the chorus members will learn from this experience?
Well, I hope that they'll take away wonderful musical experiences, and that they'll have a lifelong love for music, and that they'll sing in choirs throughout their life. But I also hope that using their speaking voice in life, you know, if they're maybe a math teacher or if some other job, a lawyer, maybe that they'll be able to use their voices more efficiently and have healthy voices. Also, we work quite a bit on, as you know, we work quite a bit on posture and confidence and really projecting the right attitude and really projecting the character of the song. So I would hope that they take away those kind of experiences that they can apply to their own lives, to walk into new settings with confidence and you know, just like when you walk out on stage, it's scary, but yet you still do it, and that maybe that'll help them jump into new things in life.
So what are some of your favorite pieces we're singing this year?
Wow, that's a tough question. This year was a bit of a challenge repertoire-wise. We now have an SATB choir, meaning we have sopranos and altos, which we've always had, and we have B baritones, but now we've added tenors. So we have real tenors, developing tenors in the choir. So much of our repertoire has been, it's changed since the beginning of this semester and what I was planning to do. We had to make accommodations for these new voices. But I think my favorite one is Personet. It's in Latin, and it's one of our most beautiful pieces, and it very much suits all of the different voices and developing voices.
So how does one get involved with a program like this?
Well, it's actually very easy. First, you would call the Paducah Symphony office and set up an audition. And the audition really is to give us a sense of your voice and give us a sense of your musicality or your musical aptitude. We just need to hear how well you match pitch. And we need to see if you can give us back rhythm. So if I clapped a rhythm, then you would give me that rhythm back. Can you do it? Beautiful, exactly. And so we would maybe sing patterns, and then you would sing patterns back, and you would probably sing My Country Tis of Thee, which is a good song to develop or to decide where your best range sits. So we might move it from key to key just to find the perfect key, and that tells me a lot about which voice part you would sing. So it's very easy. The audition seems very scary, but it's actually just one-on-one. You don't have to sing in front of a room full of people. It would just be you, and it's mostly about figuring out where's the best part of your voice so that you can be assigned a part.
So where are we performing this year?
Well, this year we have quite a concert schedule in store. This Saturday we'll be performing at Patty's for their opening of the Christmas lighting, and we also have a concert with the Paducah Symphony. We also have a Made in America concert in January, and then at the end of the year we have our big spring concert, which is our big finale for the year. So we have quite a few concerts that we're working on. We have a few smaller concerts that we do for organizations like the Rotary Club. We go out to retirement homes and do Christmas programs. So we have a pretty busy schedule.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Aquin. I'm Bryn Jones for the WKMS Youth Radio Project, signing off.
Here's a sample of how the children's chorus warms up for its performances with Dr. Bradley Almquist. And next, we meet the Paducah Symphony Orchestra's Children's Chorus Director.
This is Sam Mitchell reporting for the WKMS Youth Radio Project. And we are here with Bradley Onquist.
Dr. Onquist, how long have you been directing the Youth Children's Chorus?
I've been with the Paducah Symphony Chorus for about 17 years and the Children's Chorus for about 12 years.
Who do you like teaching more, the college kids or the youth children?
Well, I tell you, it depends. There are times when the two choirs are exactly the same. And I mean by that, sometimes the children's chorus has an aha moment where they finally get it and they get excited and enthused by the music that they're making. And sometimes the college choir gets the exact same kind of aha moment. And it's really wonderful when I get a chance to see eyes brighten up and everybody notice when the music happens.
What's your favorite song that we're doing?
I think my favorite song is probably the songs about the candles. Be a Candle of Hope, I think, is a really very special song. You know, the world is kind of bleak and dreary sometimes, and I like to sing songs with the children's chorus that can bring some joy and happiness and to give them a sense of hope that when something bad happens to them, they can still hang on to that hope and that they have a song that they can sing in their head and sometimes even out loud when they get sad.
What can you say to the kids out there that can join this?
The chorus does a lot of different things, and if you were to come to a rehearsal, you'd see that we play all kinds of games, and the games are actually directed to try to get your ears and your brain connected. And so when we play Simon Says, sometimes I do, if you'll notice, rhythm patterns, and I'll ask you to clap them back to me. Sometimes we'll sing melody patterns, and all of that is to try to get those patterns inside your memory. And then when we encounter them in music, you remember them. And it's very much like how you learn to talk. And I'll bet your dad stood over your crib and went, "Daddy," until you finally said, "Daddy." And the very same thing is true. That's how we learn music, is we learn music on the language way, in that first of all, we repeat it, we hear it, and we repeat it, and then we learn how to read it. And that's a lot of what I do with the games, is to try to educate your mind and your brain so that all of those rhythm patterns are there. And then we sing songs that use those rhythm patterns, and they reinforce those rhythm patterns in and melody patterns inside your brain.
So what do people have to do to get involved with children's choir?
It's a very good question, Sam. And sometimes the word audition scares people. And so what the audition really is, more than anything, is a hearing. And what I ask people to do is to come and sing My Country Tis of Thee, the first verse of My Country Tis of Thee. And then I will sing some melody patterns to them and ask them to sing it back to me. And then I will probably sing some rhythm patterns and ask them to sing them back to me. What I'm listening for is the naturalness of the voice. I'm listening for whether or not the voice can go up and sing in a true child voice, or whether they're trying to manufacture an adult sound, which they shouldn't. And so a lot of it, the whole audition probably takes 5 minutes. It's not nearly as scary as the word audition means.
I definitely agree that the audition process is fun.
Here's the children's chorus in performance.
We're going to go now to the period of time around the Civil War, and this is sort of a coded song, and we know that Paducah was part of or along the line of the Underground Railroad, and so this is Follow the Drinking Gourd, and it's coded to indicate that the slaves should follow the North Star, the Big Dipper north, and they would find freedom across the Ohio River.